Murdoch family facing secret over future of media empire. So basically, I think Big Daddy Murdoch is probably about to pop his clogs. Everybody wants a little slice of that pie, and now they're all going to fight over it. Because one thing that a lot of people don't know is, there's a certain shady group of people that probably control the entire world, but they are human like the rest of us, which means they fall out and they don't like each other very much. That's why during times of great turmoil, it's because the people at the very, very top have had a little bit of a falling out. You know what? I'm having fun, so I'm just going to keep saying it until I get told to stop. Have you been in an accident that wasn't your fault? Well, then you could be entitled to compensation. Nobody likes getting lowballed and given the runaround while at their lowest. And I know what it's like to be left stressed out of my mind and buried in paperwork while trying to keep a case moving forward. It is very, very hard. There must be an easier way. Well, Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm, is there to streamline the entire process so that you can keep up with everything from your smartphone if you become their client. All you have to do to get started is answer a few questions, and then Morgan & Morgan will get the ball rolling with a free case evaluation. And from there, a crack team picked from a roster of over 1,000 lawyers across all 50 US states will take care of the rest. And if having a team of lawyers, paralegals, and investigators isn't enough, then 24/7 support is available for more than 6 cohorts of support staff, or almost 4,000 if you're not Rome-pilled. Point is, there will always be someone on hand to answer any questions that you might have. And with this much manpower at their disposal, you can be sure that Morgan & Morgan will be able to fight for the best result possible, having already recovered over $20 billion for more than 3 million clients. But if Morgan & Morgan is not able to win your case, then the fee is completely free. So, if you've been seriously injured, you can check out Morgan & Morgan by going to forthepeople.com/Count Dankula or clicking the link down in the description to get started on your claim. Have a look at the way things are going right now. One of those fights has been going on for a while now. But anyway, Vegas is where you get married, Reno is where you get divorced, as the saying goes in the US state of Nevada. State law allowing some legal cases to be conducted more quickly and discreetly than elsewhere in the US means this relatively small city has served as the quiet backdrop to dramatic family fallout over a global media empire. Rupert Murdoch and his family flew in from all over the world to determine how the empire would be divided among his children when the 93-year-old patriarch dies. For 6 days, the city saw a 7-car convoy of black SUVs carry the media mogul and his family to the Washoe County Courthouse. The succession battle, which concluded on Monday, was held in private. Because of course it was. The court has given no indication on when a decision will come. When this does arrive, it will be unavailable to the public. Probably another reason why they chose this specific court. The senior Murdoch usually left the courthouse after lunchtime while his 4 children stayed inside until nightfall, all keeping their lips sealed as they exited. Whatever the outcome of the case, it will have far-reaching consequences extending beyond the family drama, shaping the trajectory of the world's most influential conservative media company. News Corp owns hundreds of newspapers and media outlets around the world. The empire includes the right-leaning Fox News in the US, which gave Donald Trump a major platform in the run-up to the 2016 election. They threw that in there as if to say, so you should hate them because of that, as well as the widely read newspapers like The Sun in the UK. Widely read? The Sun? Yeah, okay. With limited media access, much of what is known about the case has emerged from the New York Times, which obtained copies of sealed court documents. Mr. Murdoch reportedly wants to give greater control of the empire to his eldest son Lachlan, who is said to be more politically aligned with him. What stands in the way is an irrevocable trust set up during his second divorce, which will give Mr. Murdoch's 4 eldest children equal shares in the company when he dies. The trust gives the family 8 votes, which it can use to have a say on the board of News Corp and Fox News. Mr. Murdoch controls four, leaving each of his eldest children with one vote. His two younger children do not have any voting rights. Under the current trust agreement, Mr. Murdoch's votes would be shared equally among the four eldest children after his death. He is now reportedly attempting to change the terms of the $14.9 billion trust to ensure Lachlan's control, fearing that his other elder children, James, Elizabeth and Prudence, would steer Fox News away from its conservative slant, which could have an impact on its profitability. Because basically, if there's a political alignment that you like quite enjoy from a news media outlet, and that's what the vast majority of the audience is expecting, when you just suddenly change that and steer away from it, then everyone's just going to tune out. And as a result, the media company would die. Which is why certain things are probably going to happen to make sure they get votes and destroy right-wing media. Even though, yeah. You all know what I'm going to say. High-stakes case unfolds behind closed doors. Nevada may seem like an odd backdrop for the Murdoch battle, given that the family does not have any obvious ties to the Silver State. But the state provides one of the most confidential legal settings for matters, including family trust disputes, as it allows cases to unfold behind closed doors, which is obviously why this was specifically chosen. It has a close-on-demand statute that allows parties involved in certain sensitive cases to request that court proceedings be sealed from public access, ensuring complete privacy. Arash Sada, a probate lawyer with experience in family trust matters, said such cases were often deeply personal and emotional. So it creates, honestly, the most contentious cases that you'll see, he said. He told the BBC that estate planning is usually done in a way in which the trust could be changed by the family. Here what you have is an irrevocable trust that Rupert Murdoch is attempting to change. There's a huge amount on the line, he said. In trying to protect their privacy, the Murdochs have had their security team scope out which entrance of the courthouse has the fewest reporters waiting outside. The family does not want any potentially embarrassing family revelations to be made public in this small desert city, and it appears to have worked. At the tea shop around the corner from the courthouse, life continued as normal. Lauren Whitenack and Sophia Haley, two schoolmates, were going over class notes when they overheard us ask the barista if she knew about the case. The Murdochs are here now, they asked. After hearing about the case, the two women said it sounded strange. It's such a high-stakes trial, and the fact that it's being kept so secret is kind of shady, Miss Whitenack said. It could have so much impact on our future and the future of the information that the public receives in this country. Now, I think when it comes to like family court cases and everything, they should be behind closed doors. I mean, of course, I'm going to fucking say that. But like anything that's like a criminal case, you know, a crime against the public and stuff like that, then yeah, that definitely should be out there. However, in this specific instance, you know, they always say like if it's in the public interest, then it should be made, the information should be made available to the public. And this is going to decide essentially the future of one of the biggest right-wing media giants, like, all over one of the most powerful countries in the world. I do think it is a little bit in the public interest so that people can know what's going to happen. However, it's probably going to make investors and shareholders very, very nervous. I have no idea if Fox is publicly traded. I haven't checked. And if they were, I wouldn't invest in them anyway. Especially not with all this shit going on. Maybe a good idea to short them. But anyway, a few minutes later, a woman named Vicky, who asked not to be identified by her full name, walked into the shop with a few of her friends. She also couldn't believe the future of Fox News was being argued a few minutes away. Secrecy, I don't like that, she said. I think it's really misleading people, and we're just right with conspiracy theories in our politics. The outcome of the case is also unlikely to be disclosed, although I think eventually we're going to find out. Like, when it comes to, like, board meetings and votes and stuff like that, we're going to find out who got a vote and who didn't. The probate commissioner overseeing the case will submit his recommendation to a local judge. The judge could take weeks or months to make a decision, which will be sealed and unavailable to the public. The decision could not only create some awkward family dynamics, it could also shape news that is consumed by millions of people around the world. And I've got a feeling that they're going to do everything that they can to steer Fox News and all the other right-wing media outlets to the left. Because being right-wing is bad, and there may possibly come a point in history where being right-wing, oh, everyone's left-wing, what are you talking about? Put your jumpsuit on. Remember to shave your head. Remember to take your pills. Remember to eat the bugs. All three women at the tea house agreed that they wouldn't want to be at Christmas dinner with the Murdochs this year. It's the classic money screws up relationships sort of situation, Miss Whitenack said. That probably could be true, by the way, because one thing that I have heard is really, really rich, powerful families all fucking hate each other. They all hate each other. Money just divides them. Especially when someone dies, everybody starts arguing, you know, no one's actually grieving grandpa and remembering all the fun memories that they had playing with him when they were children and all the wisdom and sage advice that he passed down to them. No, no, everybody's too busy arguing over who gets his Bentley and everything, because another thing as well is a lot of rich people, they don't have emotions and feelings like the rest of us, especially those that grew up with vast, vast, vast generational wealth. Now, one thing as well that I do want to point out is the same thing, this exact same thing happened to, what's the name of that family? Is it the Rothschilds? It's one of them. Is it the Rothschilds? It might not be the Rothschilds, it might be another one. I forget what it is, but essentially, all around the world, there are 13 families. One of them you've definitely heard of is the Rothschilds. It might be the Rothschilds. Or is it another one that begins with O? I forget. But basically, this family gets put out. You see with all the Illuminati and New World Order and all this stuff that gets put out there, everybody keeps talking about this one family. Right? Oh, it's they control the world and blah, 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 blah. And they're always all over all of this stuff. But here's the funny thing that most people don't know is that family is now broke, right? They're at the forefront of every single bit of, like, Illuminati fucking memery and fucking literature and everything like that. But what a lot of people don't know is that family is now broke. And the reason that they're broke is Big Daddy died and then split all of his money between all of his children, and all of his children fucked it. Absolutely fucked it. And all their money's gone. Now, apparently it was really common for, like, rich families where as soon as they start passing the money down, even though one guy could be an absolute hyper-billionaire, and then see, I think it's after two or three generations, in, like, 80% of cases, all that money's gone. Because he knew what he was doing. The kids and grandchildren did fucking not. And the money was getting divided, like, 16 ways, like, each time. So eventually the money just vanishes and disappears. And that's what, it might have not been the Rothschilds. I forget who it is, but it's another one of those families that you've definitely heard of. The name escapes me. I'm sorry. But yeah, even though everyone's like, oh, they control the world, motherfucker, they're broke. They have no money anymore. But they still get lots of shit all the time. But yeah, I've got a feeling that this is what's going to happen here. I've got a feeling that all the votes and all the shares are going to get divided among the children. And what's going to happen is the same thing that's happened in many, many other instances where this has happened. They're going to fuck it. They're going to fuck it, and what's going to happen is Fox News and a lot of right-wing media is either going to lurch to the left or they're going to completely collapse. I think it's time for a revamp. I mean, if it's not broke, don't fix it. I mean, if anything, make it more right-wing.